"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
Hey, yeah, if you're just waking up, could be, I don't know. There will not be a resumption of the indoor mask mandate in LA County. It was announced last hour by the one and only Barbara Ferrer, not a doctor, saying that the numbers did take a slight dip and they're going to wait a week before they look at this again. But yes, they're putting a pause on resuming the indoor mask mandate in LA County.
Our average is 0.3 of a person below the serious hospital rate.
Yes, you're right. 9.7 versus the evil 10 number. listen to this. The Los Angeles City Council, by an 11-1 vote, decided to keep the eviction moratorium in place for the city of Los Angeles. The only holdout was Valley member John Lee. 11-1.
So it's still an emergency, I guess a COVID emergency. And if you're renting out an apartment or a house and your tenants don't want to pay, they don't have to pay and you can't evict them.
This is killing some landlords. They still have to pay their taxes. They still have to pay their mortgages. They still have to pay for having the property. If they can't collect the rent from some tenants, then and the tenants are like, I'm not paying you the rent because you can't evict me. And that's really all you got.
I mean, this is over 2 years. One landlord said, I have two mortgages, two insurances, two homeowners associations, and repairs for two houses. There's no way I can do that.
Our next guest is Cheryl Turner, board president of the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles. She's got a great quote, too. You can't walk into your neighborhood grocery store and say, because food is a necessity, I'm going to walk out without paying. But we're being criticized for asserting our rights to collect our rent.
Let's get Cheryl on here.
Yes.
Cheryl Turner.
Hi, this is Cheryl Turner. This is Cheryl Turner. Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Glad to talk to
you.
That was a great quote that we're reading from you on this story.
Look, this really is nuts, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
What are you hearing from landlords?
Yeah, I'm hearing from landlords that it's straight out theft of their rental income. That, you know, they work like any other small business owner, like any other person working at a job, and that they're entitled to receive payment for their services. But the city's moratorium is preventing them from receiving their payment, and it's outright theft.
Are some of them just hanging on now? How is it getting really bad for some of the landlords because they have to still pay their bills?
Yes. Some of them had purchased property that they plan to move in themselves, and they have nowhere else to live. Some of them are trying to maintain two different mortgages, as you mentioned earlier, plus property taxes, insurance, and all the other expenses of maintaining, and utilities for some. And with the drought going on, it's really interesting how, you know, they have no control over the water, but we need to conserve. But at the same time, you know, it just, the water bills keep going up.
All right. There's no judge that says in America, private property is protected. The government can't interfere with a person who owns property and wants to rent it out. That seems to be like a basic constitutional right, is it not?
Yes, that's a basic constitutional right. I learned when I went to law school that there is a protection of property. But what there is that there has to be compensation, reasonable, just compensation paid whenever property is taken for use by the government. And so we expect down the road at some point that some court, some judge is going to acknowledge that, and then the city and county, they're going to be on the hook for billions of dollars that they're going to owe for imposing the moratorium.
Is there any lawsuit out there? Is there any judge that's ruled on this kind of case? I've never heard of this, like an indefinite moratorium on evictions where no one has to pay rent. I just can't remember ever encountering this kind of story.
Yeah, there was some case that we heard about maybe back in 1910 or 1920, and it lasted about 2 years, and then there was some kind of payment. But right now, in modern times, no, we've never heard of that. Most of the cases have tried to stop the moratorium, and that has been the focus, and those have not been very successful so far. But there is a bright hope that the judges will recognize the right, the taking issue, and that we'll be able to pursue that and eventually recover our money somewhere down the road.
Is this a COVID emergency that they're still invoking?
Yes, especially the city of Los Angeles, because the moratorium goes on as long as possible, I guess, until the mayor declares that there's no longer an emergency. But in our mind, there's no longer an emergency. I mean, you can just take a look around.
And is it tied to Governor Newsom's emergency declaration?
No. No.
I mean, initially, maybe, but that expired.
Right, so the city decided to just extend it, yeah.
Garcetti had his own state of emergency, and he won't rescind it either.
No, he won't. Not yet.
Holy crap.
No, the city council voted to keep the moratorium in place. And tell everybody, you know, because it's always this perception that property owners, landlords, are this wealthy corporate class. But you're talking about a lot of individuals that own these properties that are hitting hard times, right?
Yeah, many individuals. I mean, from my perspective, you know, I grew up with some of them. Many of them started off as being nurses, school teachers, janitors, plumbers, gardeners, and they were exposed to property. They saved up their money. They invested in, you know, based upon this American concept that real estate and property were protected, and that's how you could invest in in your future generation, your legacy of wealth. And now for them just to be disappointed, they do not have the kind of excess wealth where they can maintain these properties without rental income. Their investment is based on receiving rental income.
Now, isn't there some sort of state program which is supposed to help people pay the rent and help you get the rental payments? Has that been worth anything?
Well, there was a program, and it operated for a short period of time. The application process closed on March 31st, and we're not quite sure why, when the federal government provided some billions of dollars to the state of California to be used to reimburse landlords. And not all the money was used, for one thing, and then there were so many problems that we experienced. First of all, if a tenant applied, they didn't report that to the landlord, and the landlord would inquire, make inquiries, what's going on, and they would be told, no, we can't share that information.
Right.
We had some instances of tenants that who did receive it, rent the rent and ran off with it. We have some instances. Yeah.
So wait. The state pays the tenant this tax money,
which they're supposed to give to the landlord, but they just ran off with it.
They run off with it.
Right. So that's one instance. In some instances where the tenant just pretended like that they were applying or they were interested and really didn't follow through on any of it.
But everyone's protected, right? Even if they don't have to claim financial hardship, they could just stop paying rent.
They could just stop paying rent. And that
right.
is what is so shocking, is this broad brushstroke was made so that nobody had to essentially pay rent, regardless of their wealth that they may have had, their savings, their retirement.
What? See, this is what I'm saying. This is a political ideology here. This is a policy that says private property doesn't matter anymore. We're not going to protect it. It's not something we think is legitimate. So it doesn't matter
right.
if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you got state assistance or not. We are saying that property owners no longer have the right to own the property and then rent it out and get paid or evict people.
Right.
See, I
That's
don't think
right.
people realize how dramatic this is. This is an earthquake here. It's not like the council is too stupid to get it. They get it. It's what they want to do. They want to undermine the idea of owning private property.
Yeah, everybody gets free rent.
Wow.
Right.
All right, Cheryl,
free
thank you very much.
Okay, and I'm running for state senate in the 28th district.
Oh, good.
I didn't know that. All right, who are you against?
Yes. Well, we're all new to the seat. Sydney Kamlager was in the seat. She's running to leave for Congress. The seat is open. Uh-huh. And so if you want someone that is interested in protection of rights, consider Cheryl Turner.
What towns are the 28th district?
Well, it covers portions of Santa Monica, portions of Beverly Hills, West L.A., Mid-City, South L.A., parts of downtown, Westchester, Culver City.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
All right.
All right. That was our guest, Cheryl Turner. And she's with the L.A. Property Association. And, of course, they are battling this decision. She's the board president of the Apartment Association of Greater L.A. The L.A. City Council voted to extend the eviction moratorium for another year and a month, to August of next year. Landlords, a lot of them may just have to give up their properties. And that doesn't benefit the tenant either if they just say, oh, that's it. I can't afford to keep this property anymore because you don't want to pay me rent. All right, coming up next, your chance at $1,000. Another keyword is coming.
John and Ken Show.
I'm going to go back a year and a half on the John and Ken Show for an update on one horribly grim story. But right now, listen for this.
Now, your chance to win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Credit. That's credit. C-R-E-D-I-T.
Enter it now at KFIAM640.com. /cash.
Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything.
Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James.
800-500-5200.
That's 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
If you win, you'll get an email saying you won. Check your junk and spam folders in case it shows up there. Listen to KFI. There's a winning keyword starting in the 9 a.m. hour every weekday all the way to the 5 p.m. hour. And next chance to win today in an hour at 4:20.
All right, we got a lot to come on the show. Next hour, we'll talk about, is it a recession or not? The dopey back and forth over this morning's economic news about the GDP. Back on January, the date was January 13th of 2021. I know there was a story that John was particularly impacted by because I know you were very saddened. This was the stabbing death of the UCLA student at the furniture store in the Melrose area. Her name was Brianna Kupfer.
Yeah, she had
was working at Croft House.
She actually worked out in the park at the same time that my friend and I work out. I didn't know her, but I remember seeing her, and she was in the same school as my sons, just a year apart.
Right. She was 24 years old, and I guess she took a job at the furniture store, and she was there all alone that day when a homeless man with a long criminal record named Sean Lavelle Smith came in, lurked around the store for a while. He leaves. He comes back. Meanwhile, she's already texting somebody she knows that she's getting a bad vibe about this man. He then attacks her with a knife. Prepare yourself for the update. The autopsy says 26 stab wounds. 11 times in the chest, twice in the abdomen, the right leg and the right arm, 5 times in the left arm, 3 times in the left leg, and 1 more stab in the pelvis. That information was released today, the official autopsy on Brianna Kupfer from this maniac, this evil maniac that took her life. And again, the idea here is we've got too many of these time bombs walking around the street. Not all the homeless are violent, but there's going to be a guy like this when you increase the numbers of homeless people on the streets. He was eventually arrested, and we did discover he has an extensive criminal history, gun charges, even an attack on a police officer. A year and a half later, I can't give you any update on his prosecution. And of course, this is being handled by none other than the LA County DA, George Gascon's office.
He's a violent psychotic who should have been locked up for a long time. Whatever his old crimes were, he should have been put away. And instead, the thing is, none of these people should be allowed to live in the streets even for an hour, because they spend all day wandering around. And the violent psychotics among them will then end up doing something like this.
So that's the chance you take if you don't get control of the problem. Exactly.
I mean, there's thousands of these guys out there, and it just matters what day, you know, the brain misfires and he gets this horribly violent impulse. I mean, he's looking at her and just something goes off inside that he's got to kill her and kill her brutally, and then he does.
Yeah, I forgot that he left the store and came back, which tells you that some impulse hit him.
Yeah,
that I got to go back in there and do this.
It's an obsession. His mind is spinning, and he's got to do it. Nobody normal understands this, but that's what's going on in his head. It's what goes on in his head that matters. And you have to assume when you see these people that that's a possibility.
Right.
Because this happens often enough.
As we already talked about, we have and will probably have an even worse LA City Council with these socialist Democrats taking over. Now we have a mayor's race, and the news today, oh, great. Hillary Clinton has officially endorsed Karen Bass for mayor of Los Angeles. I don't know what it means. It's just a message on Twitter.
I don't think it means anything.
Does anybody even pay any attention to her anymore?
No. Which is why she does the endorsement, because, you know, for 5 minutes she'll get her name.
Yeah, she got a news story out of it.
Yeah, she got a news story out of it.
She got a headline that she's been endorsed now by Hillary Clinton, and isn't that exciting?
Modern-day narcissism is really fascinating to watch, because you see that people can't give up the limelight. They can't give up control. They want people to notice them. They want to influence. They want to be important. And so, you know, she steps into a race that she has zero connection to. She has no connection, really, to Los Angeles. Probably doesn't know about anything at all what's going on here.
Yeah. Worth noting is that the music mogul Clarence Avant, whose wife was killed in Beverly Hills by one of these robbers that came into the home, he's backing Caruso. So if there's any chance at all at trying to keep these dangerous people off the streets, you got to look to Caruso. Because if you've said many times before, Bass is just this babble, this happy babble whenever she's asked these questions. Of course, it's a serious issue.
No.
And I know some people don't feel safe, but there's just nothing beyond that.
You look at what she's done.
Which is nothing.
She's done nothing. She was an endorser of George Gascon. Gascon was an endorser of her. She believes in the same philosophy. She will try to mute it and hide it. And what bothers me about human nature is people will take things literally. They'll be influenced by somebody's personality or their smile. All that matters is the decisions she makes. Her decisions will be very similar to Garcetti, Mike Bonin, Gascon.
Right.
She's not going to unleash the LAPD to crack down on the crime. She's not going to get the homeless off the streets. She's not going to help them. She's not going to clean up the garbage. She's not.
No. not if it anything that to do with that means any kind of enforcement, any kind of getting tough, any kind of responsibility on the part of people doing all that to you.
She will babble.
That's why they leave them alone.
She will babble until you scratch your eyes out about diversity and equity and inclusion and all that. There's going to be nothing concrete to make Los Angeles the kind of city it was even 5 years ago.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Hey, yeah, the Moist Line is coming back tomorrow. You still have time to be a part of it. You can leave a message on the iHeartRadio app. It's easy to do with the microphone, the little icon on the app there. You just press that and you can connect to the show. You can call the toll-free number, as always, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll be talking about the economic news this morning for the country and how Biden is, every day there's a poll that less and less people want to see him around.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has embraced the whole philosophy of say the opposite of what is real. Don't trust your own eyes.
Yeah. We're going to move from inflation to recession, just like that.
Yeah. Whatever's going on, don't believe it. It's the opposite.
But when you think about it, it makes sense. If inflation gets this far out of control, eventually people make adjustments in their spending, which slows economic growth.
They already have.
They have. Obviously, that's in the numbers.
Walmart announced its earnings today and gave a warning that Walmart customers are going to be buying a lot less. It's already happening, and it's going to continue. You know, Target, Costco, all those kinds of companies are saying people are buying less. Because if the inflation's going up 9%, 10%, that's 10% less money you have available every week.
Well, you and I don't believe that, you know, the magic president controls the economy. They love to take credit, right? The economy's good. So we'll jump on them when the economy's not so good. Too bad.
In this case, the government had a lot to do with creating the inflation because they printed trillions of dollars and dumped it into the economy.
Right.
So that has to happen. That's like a financial law. If you start distributing tons of cheap money, then, yeah, you're going to get inflation. There's no way around it.
And what's the news? We'll talk about it too next hour. They have another big tax and spend bill that they're going to get passed because they needed one senator from their own party to jump on board, and he did. That'll come up in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm making some kind of news today. One of the members of the California State Water Resources Control Board, that's the water people, the dopes that talk about the drought night and day. His name is Max Gomberg. It's a great name, Gomberg. He quit. He was on the water board for 10 years, and he's blaming Newsom. He doesn't think they're doing enough in what he considers to be a worsening climate change situation.
I looked at his quotes. What he's saying is Newsom's all talk. He doesn't follow through with anything useful.
Yeah, I think we know that to be true, don't we?
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth in that. But
yeah, he said that he's got a long list of proposals. A lot of this guy, though, is about equity. I mean, I keep seeing that in a lot of this. We need more equity.
More equity.
Assistance for low-income ratepayers.
Somehow the drought is racist.
We need bigger, bolder action on climate change. We're not getting it. Being at an agency that could be part of that, taking this big and bolder action, and I'm being told that those options are not on the table. That was intolerable to me.
You know what's
That's why he quit.
Well, this guy, Gomberg, is nuts. There is absolutely nothing California can do about global warming and climate change. Nothing. It's amazing how delusional these religious people are. This is like some weird religion, some weird worshiping of the earth, like the ancient peoples. There's nothing California can do. And for all they've tried for 16 years now, hasn't had any effect. Like, how many years do you do something, it gets no effect? When do you realize, wow, I'm really not important here, am I? We're really too insignificant to bring any change. There's all these forces much greater than we are.
Gomberg, though, praised the board's work in committing itself to racial equity plans. I didn't know that water in the state was also racially imbalanced.
Wait, is water not coming out of everybody's faucets
in certain neighborhoods, right?
No, who's not getting water? What is he talking about?
I don't know. However, there is a gem at the end of the article concerning agriculture.
Yes.
He says the one thing they're not addressing, they're not paying attention to, is that, and this is how he put it, there are millions, I'm sorry, there are zillions of acres of almonds and grapes. It's not sustainable. Everyone knows it's not sustainable. Just like everyone knows the amount of withdrawals from the shrinking Colorado system are not sustainable, but it's like a game of chicken. Everyone's waiting for someone else to blink.
And he's right. How many times have we told you about almonds? Almonds just by themselves take up 11% of the water supply just to grow almonds. And 3/4 of them are shipped overseas, mostly to China. It's not necessary for Californians and Americans to grow all these almonds. It's just enriching the almond companies, period. And so they're using a huge amount. Their almonds use twice as much water as residences. That's true. You can look it up. Almonds use twice as much as residents use in California.
Yeah, he said that we don't do anything in any way to impinge on the ability of people growing any kind of agricultural product to grow as much as they want, where they want, and however much water they want.
So these farmers who grow these water-intensive crops, alfalfa is another one. They're making huge amounts of money, billions of dollars. They're using the common water supply, hogging it.
Yes.
And they, because they make big profits, they contribute big bribes to all the politicians in Sacramento. Newsom and the Democratic legislature they're owned by the almond guy. They're owned by the alfalfa guy, the grape guy. And so all these politicians say, and because you can always get on your high moral horse and say, well, we have to have an adequate food supply for our citizens. We have an adequate food supply. These are almonds shipped to China. So stop it.
By the way, I don't know did you see the silly story today? And by the way, guess who showed up in it? You don't see much of him anymore. Garcetti actually made a public appearance today. It was dealing with the fact that you're an LA DWP customer, right?
Yeah.
Water. You can go to one of these sites with your little jugs and you can draw some recyclable water that you can take home and feed your plants. Did you see that story? This was the exciting. They got like every reporter with every radio station to show up for this nonsense.
I know. I don't know what's
wrong
with
it. Just a few gallons you can take.
What's wrong with media people here? Nobody normal is going to show up with a jug to pour recycled.
And there's only like 3 locations, so it's not like it's down the street from you.
The news people in this city are suckers for stupid political photo ops for some trivial feel-good issue that no one in real life cares about.
Oh, they pitched the story very excitedly.
Did we cover it?
Yes, I've done it a couple of times.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Did we send a reporter?
We did.
Oh,
I just thought of that now.
Haven't you been listening to my news, gentlemen?
No, I didn't hear that story. No, we listened intently, but I missed that. Am I right? Is that what it is about?
300 gallons a day.
300?
Oh, you could take 300 gallons a day?
Yes.
I thought it was less than that.
Get up to 300 gallons per day.
Wait, and you have to show up with what?
With the big carrying jugs or whatever, right?
Yeah. And you can go and you can take it home and you can use it to water your plants. Yeah, you don't drink it.
Right, but you use it to water
your
plants.
Yeah, what is this? What's in this water?
It's recycled.
Recycled from people's toilets?
I don't know. I heard the guy say on the news that this is water that's been around since the Ice Age. Something like that. But I don't know what that means. But obviously, who's
the last person who had the water? Don't give me the Ice Age.
Probably not 100% treated to.
Oh, man.
The station at the LA Zoo opens on Monday in case you guys want to go to the zoo and then get some water.
Well, I can't. I'm not an LA resident. They have show ID.
Oh, that's right. You can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, John,
yeah,
you can.
You don't. Yeah, I don't know. I think I got something to do Monday. I don't know. I'm going to show up with a 300-gallon water tank to water my plants.
That would be a real do-gooder that would go out of their way to collect 300 gallons and go back to their home and sit there and pour it on their plants.
Am I insane?
But, you know, if their person's already paying attention to the watering restrictions, that would be extra water, right, for their plants instead of their grass?
There's something about today. I feel like I've had a psychotic break from reality.
You say that every day.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I know, but maybe I have. I don't know.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we'll be talking about the national economic news that came out this morning. The economy continues to slow, a recession. We'll talk about it after 4 o'clock. Apparently, Bill Malusian, Fox News reporter, has pointed out on Twitter that L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis seems to now in favor of not resuming the indoor mask mandate in L.A. County. She seems to be a day late, isn't she? Well, 2 days ago they had their supervisor meeting where they questioned Barbara Ferrer. I didn't hear her saying, maybe we don't need to do this. But now that Barbara Ferrer announced that we don't need to do this, she's on board that we don't need to do this.
So suddenly Hilda Solis is opposing the mask mandate.
We are better positioned now than ever before to minimize serious outcomes from this virus. I believe it's prudent to pause the implementation of the mask mandate.
Well, where was she yesterday?
And the day before, the Tuesdays when they had that meeting that we played the audio from. I don't think she said anything we played. It was all Sheila Fool. And then Catherine Barger, of course, put out a press release. She was against.
Well, listen to this, because she had a series of tweets. We have more tools available than ever before. Over 80% of our residents have been vaccinated. We have extensive vaccination treatment, testing networks, blah, 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 blah.
So, she put this out 30 minutes after the decision was already announced that they're going to put a hold on them.
Why didn't she make it clear yesterday that she wouldn't vote to support it? Or did they twist Barbara Ferrer's arms behind the scenes?
No, they wanted to wait to see what Ferrer says. They could just parrot it. That's it. That's what they're like. I'm not going to question the health director. So therefore, on Tuesday, I really have no opinion. Today, now that she announced we don't have to resume the indoor mask mandate, I agree. That's how I felt all along, but I didn't want to say.
Because what? We have a 9.7 hospitalization rate instead of a 10.0.
Well,
it's three-tenths of a body. Three-tenths of a body. And so, we're in the clear. God, these people are such phonies and fools.
Just came out that San Francisco has declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. Not over homelessness? Drug use? It's surprising.
Monkeypox.
261 cases.
By the way, people who are still catching monkeypox, what does it take to, maybe take a break?
Yeah.
You don't have to get monkeypox. You have to go out of your way to get that. So, just stop for a little while until it blows over.
You're saying it's not exactly respiratory, huh?
No, it's not. It's skin-to-skin contact. It's rubbing pustules. Don't do that.
Somebody told me, though, sheets and towels, you might get it from that? Or
you might, but actually, 98% it's men who have sex with other men. 98%. So I'm sure there's a handful you can get it this way or that way, but really.
That's who's lining up for the vaccination, apparently.
Right. Well, just don't do that for a little while, okay, until this thing burns out.
Well, people have sex drives, they've... Can't help yourself.
Yes, you can help yourself. That's the thing. You always can help yourself.
You're talking about young men in their 20s?
You can always control yourself. No, I never believe that at all. No matter what the situation is, you can control yourself.
All right. Well, look, an animal story.
Yay, finally.
Yeah, she's going to get upset, and then hopefully she's going to calm down when she hears this one. It is another dog in a car. Locked in a car. You know where? Las Vegas.
Where it's so hot?
113.
Oh, that is a baked dog.
This happened at the Bellagio Casino parking garage. And apparently because they have security that drives around, they found this husky puppy locked in a car that wasn't running. And here comes the big one. Whoever did this taped the dog's mouth shut.
What?
Yes. What? That's what the detail we're getting from Las Vegas police is.
Why?
They released body cam footage of an officer responding.
Oh, a husky puppy. I mean, I know Ray Lopez doesn't like puppies.
They didn't want the puppy barking to get attention, I think, is what they... Why.
Oh, my God.
They wanted to kill it. That's why.
Maybe, but I thought it was to keep it from yapping so that nobody would get him in trouble, right?
But if you keep it in a hot car, that it's going to eventually die.
Isn't there a simpler way to kill a dog if you want to kill a dog?
Why don't you just take it to a
than
shelter?
Leaving it in your own car with the registration on it? And
what is wrong with
people? I think it was
people?
To try to keep it from barking and getting anybody's attention. Body cam video shows the dog panting with its tongue out. They did rescue it through the sunroof on the top.
Now, was this... Where was the car parked?
The top level of the Bellagio Casino
parking garage.
So it's
all exposed in the sun, or...
That's the idea I'm getting, right? Usually the top level doesn't have a roof.
To me, this was attempted murder. It had to be.
Yes, they've identified the owner because apparently he came along after the rescue. The dog is fine. He admitted to owning the car. His name is Raul Carbajal. He's 50 years old. They charge him with a felony, willful endangerment of an animal.
Yeah.
He had the car off, the windows up, and he taped the dog's mouth shut.
And so the temperature is going to be 160 degrees inside if it's in the sun.
And he knew what he was doing for two hours.
Yeah, he knew what he, it's amazing the dog survived.
Really? No food, no air conditioning, no water.
Why did he want to kill it that way?
Raul went inside to gamble, as you might have guessed.
I just don't understand willfully killing the dog.
I don't think
in such a cruel way.
I can't believe that was the intention. I tend to believe what Ken is saying, but I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. But I don't think you're going to take a puppy and want to. No, you would just drop it off. You'd let it out in the middle of the street. People
he couldn't
do
find
that.
Anybody to take care of it.
A puppy,
and he had to go spend money on gambling.
But,
so
and you.
And I don't want you to get me in trouble, so I'm taping your mouth shut. You sit there.
But everybody knows that a dog will die quickly in 100.
Not everybody, apparently. I mean, there are a lot of stupid people out there that actually have no clue that your dog is going to die in a hot car. I don't get it, but I think it happens so many times.
Why tape his mouth
shut? Or is he
going to
come back and tell us he forgot the dog was in the car?
Right, but he taped the mouth for what?
No, I think he's a psycho.
Well, that's for sure.
You got to do something.
Dave Packer, ABC News for KFI, is coming on next to discuss the economic news that came out this morning. Apparently, the U.S. economy shrank for the second straight quarter. Usually, people call that a recession. We'll get into it next.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.